Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Santiago Rosario. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tartabull. Brown scores. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. Terry moves all the way to home. It's 3-0 Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Alva steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Diego Segui now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryan for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Rosario reaches second base with a double. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1 Indians. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosario scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. the Indians will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosario scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Causey moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosario scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosario hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosario moves to second. Bert Campaneris pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosario scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green bunts towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's Indians, 6, Athletics, 6. Don McMahon now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to third. Charles moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Alves scores. Davalillo moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Colavito scores. It's 9-6, Indians. John Wyatt now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to second. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for John Wyatt. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Indians. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon is called out on strikes. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Brian takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosario scoops it up and throws to first, with stock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Dick Hauser now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosario hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rene Lachman pinch hits for West Stock. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.